Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
TMZ is reporting the latest on Meek Mill, who marched into court today, ready to continue fighting for a new trial, which could mean he goes free, but that's if his legal team can change the judge, which he's been trying to do for a long time. And before he went to court for the hearing, Meek addressed a crowd of supporters rallying outside of a Pennsylvania courthouse. The rapper thanked them for sticking with him and allowing him to spend his Father's Day with his son and vowed to continue fighting for wrongly convicted inmates. Of course, he's got his own battle to fight right now. The judge, Judge Brinkley, is expected to hear evidence before deciding if Meek should get a new trial. So it was a special Father's Day for a few of our favorite celebrities, one in particular, Mr. Neo, who added to his squad. Congratulations, Neo's a dad again. The 38-year-old World of Dance judge and singer, along with his wife, of course, Miss Crystal, welcomed their second baby together this past Thursday. Crystal, who's 29, took to IG Friday, sharing the arrival of Roman Alexander Raj Smith. Neo, whose real name is Schaefer Shamir Smith, is the father of four children. The Miss Independent singer and Crystal shared two together, the newest baby and a 2-year-old son named Schaefer Jr. The singer also has a 6-year-old son and 7-year-old daughter from a previous relationship with Monyetta Shaw. So did you, like most Americans and everybody else across the country, get a special surprise over the weekend? I did. Beyonce and Jay-Z surprised the whole world with a whole bunch of it. Called Everything Is Love. New album dropped over the weekend. It's a joint album. I listened to it a couple times. It's pretty good. The album released exclusively on streaming service Tidal with no prior announcement taking place. Some guest appearances from Pharrell Williams, Quavo, Offset, amongst others. Other songs feature the pair singing about their lifestyle, family affairs, as well as maintaining their relationship following hardships. Yeah, a couple of these singles are pretty much in your face. Like, wow, they really shared that. Okay. And shouts to Jay-Z, Will Smith, Kevin Durant, taking on a new type of hustle, life insurance. Jay-Z has proved to be a formidable businessman. The Brooklyn native has repeatedly solidified himself as a successful entrepreneur with a business portfolio spanning from clothing to real estate. So he's teamed up with a couple of friends to start his own life insurance company. And here's the latest. Jay-Z's Roc Nation and the family funds of Kevin Durant, Robert Downey Jr., and Will Smith all participated in the new round of funding for a company called Ethos. Now, the company builds itself as a business making life insurance accessible, affordable, and simple. Ethos is licensed in 49 states. The company hopes to make life insurance available for consumers who have college debt, mortgages, spouses, and children. I've never heard of any artist invest in life insurance. I wonder if, like, they'll hire, like, old R&B singers and old washed-up rappers to sell life insurance policies. Can you imagine getting, like, a phone call or an e-blast from, like, Steady B, because he figured you needed to get, no, too soon, okay.